And now for something completely different.
Is what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, our devotional diamond of the day, wow, that jumped off at me from scripture, and now I've got to think about it and talk about it, is this. In context, the brethren. The brethren. And the best from the best of the best with the best in Christian talk radio. And then finally, we'll review the lame claim, blame, game.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. You know, I like that prevailing. That's kind of a good idea. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Well, sometimes politics are entertaining. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities.
Fascinating material.
And oy vey. So much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break, and we're coming back. Stand by for SRN News.
I can do anything. I've got strength of the soul.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The head of the Republican National Committee says the GOP will not hand the nomination to any presidential candidate who fails to win a majority of delegates in the coming weeks. In a speech to RNC members in Florida, Party Chairman Reince Priebus says it doesn't matter how close a candidate comes if he doesn't claim the necessary 1,237 delegates. And Priebus says the party is prepared for the possibility that none of the candidates will reach 1,237 delegates prior to the convention.
If no candidate reaches a majority of bound delegates during the primary process, we'll go to an open or a contested convention.
Meanwhile, Paul Manafort, who's leading Donald Trump's primary election strategy, insisted his candidate is prepared to work closely with party leaders, despite Trump's near daily public attacks on what he called a rigged presidential nomination system. President Obama continues to express reservations about the staying power of a ceasefire in Syria.
The president said the cessation of hostilities in Syria has held together longer than he expected, but he's worried about the future of the ceasefire.
I am deeply concerned about the cessation of hostilities frame and whether it's sustainable.
He told a London news conference that the U.S. has looked at other options if the ceasefire falls apart, and none of them are great. The president also said he's skeptical about Russia's willingness to help end the Syrian conflict. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There were no signs of trauma on pop music star Prince's body when he was found unresponsive at his home in suburban Minneapolis, and suicide isn't suspected in the musician's death. Carver County Sheriff Jim Olson said during a news conference that the investigation was ongoing, but that there were no obvious signs of trauma on the body, and there's no reason to believe this was a suicide. The 57-year-old musician was found dead at his home Thursday morning. On Wall Street, the Dow by 21 points, the Nasdaq down 40. This is SRN News.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Welcome aboard the David Spoon Experience, sponsored by the USS Midway Family Ministry Overnight Programs. For reservations, visit midway.org.
When you can't put your prayers into words, God hears your heart.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Marvin Williams. Until recently, many towns in rural Ireland didn't use house numbers or postal codes. So if there were three Patrick Murphys in town, the newest resident with that name would not get his mail until it was first delivered to the other two Patrick Murphys, who would live there longer.
My neighbors would get it first, said Patrick Murphy, the newest resident. They'd have a good read and they'd go, no, it's probably not us. To end all this mail delivery confusion, the Irish government recently instituted its first postal code system, which will ensure the proper delivery of the mail. Sometimes when we pray, we feel like we need help delivering to God what is on our heart. We may not know the right words to say or how to express our deep longings. The Apostle Paul says in Romans 8 that the Holy Spirit helps us and intercedes for us by taking our unspeakable groanings and presenting them to the Father. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Holy Spirit intercedes for us through wordless groans. The Spirit always prays according to God's will, and the Father knows the mind of the Spirit. Be encouraged that God hears us when we pray, and He knows our deepest needs. We hope these daily programs inspire you to go deeper in studying God's Word. For additional resources and encouragement, download the Our Daily Bread ebook and mobile app. Prefer a print copy? We'll gladly send one your way for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, I will never believe your God and change my religion. But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. This segment, by the way, brought to you by Mazda El Cajon. I've mentioned it before. I'll probably mention it again. I don't know why you think I wouldn't mention it again. Going into Tennessee to go see my daughter, who just sent me another picture of my granddaughter, because I am a grandpa. She just sent me another picture. When we went to see her, we rented a Mazda. And it worked great for us. The gas mileage was fantastic. It was a comfortable drive. And again, whenever you go to a new city and you rent a car and you don't know the streets, everybody knows that little bit of uncomfortable feeling because you're kind of in a foreign, you know, kind of situation. The car did excellent. I was really blessed, really pleased with that because, you know, the person that sells the Mazdas at the Mazda El Cajon, Chris George. Chris is a friend of mine. We've been together for a couple of years now. He's got the right heart, the right mindset. And if you go and buy a car from Chris, he won't try and make the entire month on the entire store's commission on your deal. How about that? You want to go to 900 Arnell Avenue in El Cajon. Get a chance to sit down and talk to Chris. If you're in the market for a car, this is the direction you want to go. He is also, by the way, the general manager of Mazda Subaru. So you got the Mazda or the El Cajon Subaru. So you've got Mazda and Subaru kind of together. And Chris is in charge of both dealerships. When you do good, as we know that he did good from the previous dealership, then they put you in charge of two of them. When you're a good steward, you have more responsibilities. You can go to Mazda-ElCajon.com. That's the website. You can call them at 800-418-4444. I've driven the car. It's a fantastic car. It's a fantastic model. And you will be blessed in your interaction and will not walk away going, did I did I just pay way too much? Did I just get hurt there? Which is what happens when a lot of people go to a lot of different dealerships. We know that. You know that's true. We just don't know the quality of people. This is the general manager. That's what makes this so much better. Big shout out to Pastor Randall Tonini from Grace City Church, being our K-Praise Church of the Week. He did a great job coming in here, spending time in the interview, him and Billy Kilmer, the worship leader. We want to encourage you to check out Grace City Church by going to gracecitysd.com. You can also go and check out our podcast on the podcast button on kprz.com and get a chance to listen to the interview. That should be up like on Monday if you're interested in that. Last but not least, then we'll get into it. Don't forget the KPRZ mobile app. What's the price of the mobile app, Robo Producer? The last time I checked, the mobile app was free. Isn't that the best price? If you could get free corned beef sandwiches and pizzas all day long.
Oh, you rang?
Yes. See, I know you weren't paying attention when I said the word free, but then I put free and pastrami together.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely listening.
And then your head went, what? What? I heard that.
You are definitely the king of pastrami. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying. All right, so now we're going to get into our DDD, devotional diamond of the day. That's when I'm reading the Bible.
Reading the Bible.
As I do in different versions on a pretty regular basis, and something jumps off at the page. And I like stuff like this because it encourages me, and I hope it encourages you. And if not, well, then you just, you know, put up with it until you get to 4 o'clock. That's what I would do. It's easier than changing the channel, but if you don't like it, turn it off. All right. This is titled, this DDD, In Context, The Brethren. In Context, The Brethren. Doesn't the phrase brethren sound like ancient? It's the brethren. It sounds like
I've always thought that.
Yeah, it's got that old feel or whatever the case may be. Let's talk about it from Romans chapter 14, verse 19's point of view. This is what it says, ladies. And what's that? It's Romans chapter 14, verse 19. Okay, Romans chapter 1:4. And then you got the two little dotty things. And then 1:9. So it's Romans 14, 19. Just make sure you got that. Here's what it says. So then, let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. Mutual upbuilding? Doesn't that sound like a weird phrase? So then, let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. The phrase let us is in context and reference to the believers. Let's let us. There is no way that this means just a small, simple church in Rome. It's all the believers. Let us, believers, pursue. Have you ever pursued anything? Like, I've pursued many things, and what you do is you kind of chase or you hunt for it. You ever gone on one of those, the scavenger hunts, and then you're trying to chase down all the clues? We've done that in church groups and so on and so forth. We get all these different clues and you have a good time. But that's what we're supposed to do. We, you, me, believers, us, we're supposed to have a chase going on. We're supposed to have a hunt. We're supposed to pursue. The question is, what is it that we need to be pursuing, or what do we need to be hunting? It says, let us pursue what makes for peace. And just so you can understand the context, this is peace among the brotherhood of believers. I know that a lot of people are thinking, well, that should be peace with the world. First of all, friendship with the world is at odds with God. If you read the book of James and you read 1 Peter, you know without a doubt that you cannot be a friend of the world and a friend of God. It is not doable. And when it talks about pursuing peace, it talks about pursuing peace amongst the brotherhood of believers. Don't kid yourself. The early church didn't get together and every moment was perfect. We know that's not true just by reading Acts chapter 6, that there was tensions in the church. That's not abnormal. That's normal. You get two people together in a room, there's tensions. But what we're supposed to do is make a chase, make a pursuit, make a hunt of peace amongst the believers. Which means instead of trying to major on the minors, right? Which is what a lot of people do. We need to major on the majors. You know that between different believers who have different denominational backgrounds, the variations are slight. Like there's variations in translations. It's slight. But the variation between the believers and the world's pretty large. It's a pretty big gap. What we need to do as believers is recognize that we are called by God to pursue peace amongst one another. And I would say that that also has to do not just in denominations. It has to do with your local church. If there's somebody that you don't get along with in your church, you need to pursue peace with that person. Let me say this. There are people that are listening to me right now that have tensions in their home. In your house, it's just as contentious as anywhere else. You need to pursue peace in your house. You don't pursue peace by dropping all sense of righteousness. You don't pursue peace by giving in when things are inappropriate. You pursue peace by loving one another and by accepting one another, encouraging one another, and praying for one another, and strengthening one another. And here's the big one, caring about one another. That's what you do. And the purpose for it is what Scripture says for peace, for mutual upbuilding. It's really kind of a weird way to say it, but it's reciprocal. It's two-way. Mutual means it's two-way, and it's building up, not destroying or tearing down. See, it's we want to build somebody up. You don't want to bring them down. We're not supposed to be Debbie Downers, okay? We're supposed to be people that encourage and lift up. So pursue peace and do it through Christian love. And do it in a way that your brothers and sisters, even in your own home, in your own church, and in the church at large, can see. That's what we're called to do. It's not, I don't know if it's difficult if we make the decision to do it. I think it's something that we ought to process and do on a regular basis. Let's build each other up instead of wiping each other out. It's just a good idea. And specifically for husbands and wives, build each other up. Instead of wiping each other out. Let's try that. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere. Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. Got nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. It's not.
Local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Atheists want a national day of reason to counter the long-standing National Day of Prayer. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. California Democrat Mike Honda introduced a resolution that would designate May 5th this year as a National Day of Reason and recognize the importance of reason in the betterment of humanity. The proposal is now before the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. In a statement, Honda said, "This nation is based on pluralism, on a diversity of views. The National Day of Reason is not in opposition to the National Day of Prayer. It is simply another way for people to think about one of the fundamental forces that built this nation." The Freedom From Religion Foundation supports the proposal and would like to see the National Day of Prayer eliminated, claiming it violates the Constitution. Honda introduced a similar resolution last year, but it failed to get much support. The National Day of Prayer continues to be a valued annual American tradition, with President Barack Obama focusing his attention on religious liberty in last year's address. Obama reminded Americans that although religious liberty is cherished in the U.S., many other people around the world do not enjoy such privileges. A 2015 Gallup poll shows that the percentage of Americans identifying as Christians is dropping. Meanwhile, the vast majority of Congress continue to identify with the religion, including Honda, who lists himself as a Protestant. Here's something a lot of families are praying for these days, affordable health care. And here's an answer to that prayer, MediShare. MediShare is affordable biblical health care. It's a modern version of what the church began in the book of Acts, where believers cared for and shared each other's burdens. MediShare is a nationwide community of Christians who share each other's health care costs. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. Hillary Clinton deserves criticism for many aspects of her candidacy, including her push to expand government's role in our lives and to pull back from America's leadership in the world. She's also open to ethical questions over her reckless use of a secret email account, dubious donations received by the Clinton Foundation, huge speaking fees from Wall Street, and much, much more. But it makes absolutely no sense for Republicans to attack her marriage. Dragging out these ancient scandals will only work to strengthen Hillary. Bill's popularity actually peaked during the impeachment crisis, while Hillary won sympathy and support for her Senate race by standing by her man. Through it all, the Clintons have managed to raise an achieving, well-adjusted daughter and to keep a troubled marriage together for 41 years. Why attack them for the one achievement that conservatives should be most inclined to respect? I'm Michael Medved.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Before we get to our guest, I do want to mention the Pastors Masters Golf Tournament. Now, the Pastors Masters Golf Tournament is going to be taking place May 2nd. Great for fellowship, lunch, special gift awards. Great way to bless your pastor if you want to give a gift to the pastoral staff, you know, coordinating for them to be able to play golf. But you have to ask them, A, if they've signed up, and B, if they want to play. You don't want to just buy them a gift and then they go, what? You want to talk to them. It's called communication. It's both talking and listening. It works together. It's a fantastic human element that God gave us to work with. So you want to go to KPRZ.com, type in the word golf. And if you're a pastor and you're listening, come on out. Come out and have a good time. We're going to have an excellent, every time we do it, it's excellent. We go around, sometimes we go around in a cart and we have a little recorder and we go, how many words in the New American Standard Bible, New Testament? I mean, it's just fun stuff like that as they swing at the golf ball, miss, look at me, and then I drive off as quickly as possible. Don't forget, KPRZ.com, type in the word golf. You'll get all the information. You will like it. Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone with us, the discerner of the politically diabolical and divine, he wades through the weeds of talkers so we can evaluate and avoid those who pontificate and bloviate, our very own Russell Shubin. Russell, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Great to be with you again. Good week down there?
Fantastic week down there. Weather's really been nice. It was a little warm, actually, a couple of days ago. Kind of cooling off now, but things are going great here. Everybody's doing great. We're very excited. I do want to remind people, Russell, that your show, for people to understand, on KPRZ, Christian Outlook, is on Saturdays 11 p.m. right here on KPRZ, and Sundays at 4 p.m. and as well as 11 p.m. But people can also go directly online, ChristianOutlook.com, and tell us and see what's going on for the best of the best. Why don't you tell us and give us a preview of the best of the best of the best of the best? What you got?
Well, we've got the best of the best, as you just said. We've got Paul Kinger from Grove City College and Donald Lambro. Both were guests of Don Crow, and they help us sort through the state of the presidential race, both sides of the aisle, with a greater measure of time spent talking about what's happening on the GOP side of the aisle. And it was a big week for Donald Trump. There's no doubt about that. And now we're looking ahead to the Northeast primary coming up on Tuesday, and we're looking ahead after that to Indiana. We also talked to Sebastian Gorka. He's an author and expert in defense-related issues, and he talks about the Russian recklessness in buzzing our aircraft in the sky, and our ship, the ship in the Baltic, is the one most listeners would be familiar with. Came within 30 feet of our ship, could have been catastrophic. And we also, a little change of pace, we talked to Eric Metaxas, talks to Jason Gay. Jason Gay is the sports writer for the Wall Street Journal, and he's got a piece on Steph Curry. Steph Curry is just the NBA's absolute best right now. and Golden State Warriors MVP last year, likely to be MVP again this year. But the beautiful thing about this man is he's also he's a believer. He's somebody worthy of emulation, and it's just it's neat when greatness, as in talent, is matched with greatness, as in character. Neat story there. Little change of pace. Ann Polk joins Georgine Rice to talk about the whole range of sexual issues and the effort to push the evangelical church today to revise its teaching on sexual matters. And Ann Polk's message is very pointed and refreshing. The gospel is about change, and the gospel is about a God who's not weak to save, and not weak to save even the sexual sinner. And if he can't save the sexual sinner, what other sort of sinner can't he save and redeem and pull out from the pit? Great stuff from Ann Polk. Bill Bennett talks about his Tried by Fire book, The First 1,000 Years of Christianity. He was a guest of Eric. And then we revisit Donald Trump's most recent favorite Bible verse, which was an eye for an eye, and a revealing look at him. So there we go.
Nice. You got a pretty balanced show kind of going all over the place, in the sense that you've got some politics, you got some deep discussion in regards to sexual sin. You've got the phenom Steph Curry, which is really fantastic, and then a little bit of discussion about Russia. Let's first just make, I want to make a comment about the Russia, get your response, and then we're going to have Robo Producer come in and actually ask a question as well that him and I had discussed prior. But before we get to that, I want to ask you this question about the buzzing of the ship from the Russian airplanes. The incident took place in the Baltics. It's really a simple question, doesn't need a lot of complexity. Would that have happened if Ronald Reagan was president?
Yeah, absolutely not. And if it, and if anything comparable to it happened, it would not have happened without some price to pay. That does not mean we would have escalated to war, but it would have been very clear that no, you don't do this to us.
All right. So when you come off as the person in the school or in workplace, whatever, that will never say anything, do anything, or whatever the case may be, it certainly invites people of less character to just kind of stomp all over you without any regret. I just find it amazing. I mean, is it me? Is it like, can we at least go, hey, knock it off? Can somebody say that?
Yeah. Well, and what we have right now is a foreign policy of I'll shake my clenched fist at you, and that's about as far as it goes.
Yeah.
So and you see, that doesn't stop somebody like Putin, who is a very calculating and a very sinister character, somebody that we should not take lightly.
Yeah, it bothers me. Just the whole thing in the administration reminds me of Alfred E. Newman. All right, so let's ask, if you know what I'm talking about, right? So Robo Producer come in. I want him to ask the question because he had a good question. I thought his mindset was good on approaching it. So this will be the first time we've done this. Go ahead, Robo Producer. Ask our very good friend, Russell Schubin, a question.
Yeah, we get the emails from Russ on a weekly basis. And Russ, when I got the one from today about the Republican delegate system, I was really intrigued and read the article, because it's something that's being talked about a lot right now, especially with Trump saying that he's not going to be able to take the nomination if he doesn't get the proper number of delegates, and saying that's wrong. So there are some out there. I'm on the fence on it. I want you to explain it. Do you think that the Republican delegate system, as it is now, is a rigged game?
Well, the short answer is no, and I'll expound just a little bit. If
okay.
you want to say one system or the other is rigged, it would be the Democratic system, because they have the superdelegates. So if you want to say both of them, neither of them are direct democracy. Both of them are indirect exercises in indirect democracy. But that's what the Electoral College is. That's how. So in the general election, it's the Electoral College that decides. So the party system is something of a reflection of that, and so it is not rigged, because it has always been it always has been the nomination would go to the individual who receives the majority, and if someone does not receive a majority, then it goes to what is accurately labeled a contested convention. The fact that if we ought to change it, that's really a different question than whether it's rigged. It is not in any sense rigged, and the party has interests. That is, the party is there to represent a set of ideas and set of principles. So all of those delegates that gather in July, if it goes to them, their objective is not to say who was first place and who was second place, who was third place. What they're recognizing is nobody won a majority, and now we are tasked with selecting a nominee who has the greatest chance or who gives us a chance to win in November.
That's a great answer, Russ. And I have one follow-up question, and it can be a short answer. Do you think that the Republicans stand a better chance? Because all I want to do is beat Hillary. I don't care how it's done. It has to be done. Do we stand a better chance at beating Hillary with somebody, whether it's Cruz or Trump, getting the proper amount of delegates, or by actually going to a contested convention where it might be some other third party?
Well, I don't know if it's the direct way to answer your question, but if Trump is the nominee, Republicans will lose handily, and they'll lose worse than they've ever lost in my years of voting. All the polls show that. And that's just an eyes wide open look, and so that's the short way to nub and tag it. And it would absolutely be best for either party to have the nominee be selected by the delegates. But you've got this tension, that is, you got a lot of people that recognize what I just told you. And then you also have a system that ought to be respected and needs to be respected, and there's a very clear tension. That's why the whole thing has just been like a crash up derby, so to speak, right?
Yeah. Let me ask you this, and I'll bring it into a close here. And this is from my perspective, and you know me. I mean, I'm gonna tell it the way I see it and look at it, and I look at the system, and I feel, as a Bible believing born again Christian, that any Christian who believes the Bible is the word of God and thinks that Ted Cruz or Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or John Kasich or Bernie Sanders is actually going to control the direction of this world when our sovereign God reigns over the affairs of men, I think they've lost their mind.
Amen to that.
God is in control. Whether we like what we see doesn't mean you don't participate, but to think that it's all getting past God is too much for my Bible-believing mind to grasp. That'd be my position. What do you think?
Yep. That's true. But if you take that, if you take a complete hands-off approach like that and apply it to your backyard, your backyard's not going to look too good in 6 or 8 or 10 months.
What I'd say on that is that it doesn't mean you take your hands off. I think you participate and you be a part of it. But to recognize the end result, you can plant the stuff in the ground, you can put Miracle-Grow on it, and you can put water on it, but if God doesn't say grow, it'll never grow.
No, completely agreed, and we should not put our hope in princes, and we should not wash our hands of the time and of the culture that he's placed us. That is your immediate church. You should not wash your hands of it. Your immediate community. You should not wash your hands of it. Your broader culture and the broader country. You should not. You're called to be faithful to it, and you should be eyes wide open and informed, and recognizing that it depends on it all depends on him, but his intent from the beginning has been to use vessels, that is, to use, in the sense, vessels as voters, but vessels as leaders, and they will accomplish his purposes. And we should be hoping that God's purposes will include mercy and not judgment, will include freedom and not greater freedom and not restriction of freedom, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a very clear tension that we have, but it very much depends on our good and sovereign Lord who controls all things.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I mean, you're it right there. But you're right. You have to participate. You can't sit on the sidelines. It's kind of like saying I love sports and then never watching a sporting game. that doesn't really work.
Just one line from Job, David. Job says in the book of Job, God says, no purpose of mine will be thwarted.
Yeah.
And no purpose of our God will be thwarted. And that's what our great and ultimate comfort is.
Yeah. That's excellent. Great job today, by the way. So, I mean, you're on top of it, my brother. Really good job. I want people to know you can go to ChristianOutlook.com, check out what the show is doing right now, or you can wait tomorrow, 7 at 11 p.m., Sunday 4 p.m., and Sunday at 11 p.m., Christian Outlook. It's been our very own Russell Schubin. Thank you, sir, for taking the time to spend with us.
It was a pleasure.
All right. God bless you, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break, and we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
What would cause a superb Major League Baseball player to walk away from the game and a big pile of money? God only knows. Stay tuned to Breakpoint.
From the Colson Center for Christian Worldview, here's John Stone Street with Breakpoint.
In March, Major League Baseball player Adam LaRoche shocked the sports world. LaRoche, a 12-year veteran who averaged more than 20 home runs a year and won many awards for his defensive skills at first base, unexpectedly retired. By doing so, he walked away from $13 million, the amount left on the final year of a two-year contract with the Chicago White Sox. Even more shocking than leaving $13 million on the table was the reason he did so. The White Sox had informed LaRoche that his 14-year-old son Drake could no longer accompany him in the clubhouse every day. Now, if you can't imagine walking away from that kind of money for that kind of reason, you're not alone. But then again, a lot of what LaRoche does is peculiar, and I mean that in the best possible way. It's fair to say that most of those who commented on his decision, which in the age of social media means practically everyone with access to the internet, were critical of LaRoche's decision to put his ideas about being a good father ahead of his team and his teammates. Not that it matters to LaRoche. He told ABC News that, quote, I have zero regrets. While he admitted to being angry with the White Sox at first, he added that their actions made his decision to retire easier. As he put it, I don't want to be defined by this game. I know there's a lot more to life. Well, this understanding that there's a lot more to life is why Tim Kean of ESPN wrote in his profile of LaRoche, you need to forget everything you think you know about professional athletes. Adam LaRoche is different. Well, part of the difference, as LaRoche's comments suggest, is that he's not consumed by the sport, despite being the son of one major leaguer and the brother of another. He has other interests, chief among them his Christian faith and his family. It's why Drake, who attends regular school in the offseason and is homeschooled in the spring quarter, accompanying his dad to the ballpark every day. It's why, when LaRoche played for the Washington Nationals and the Chicago White Sox, he and other teammates sponsored Faith Days in 2014 and 2015. And most of all, it's why LaRoche and Milwaukee Brewers pitcher Blaine Boyer spent 10 days last November working undercover in Southeast Asian brothels trying to rescue underage sex slaves. Yes, you heard me right. LaRoche and Boyer, working with a group called Exodus Road and at great personal risk, used a hidden camera to identify trafficked girls known only by a number pinned to their bikinis and also their bosses. As Boyer told Ken, something huge happened there for us. Adam and I truly believe God brought us there and said, this is what I have for you boys. On the flight home, LaRoche turned to Boyer and said, what are we doing? We're going back to play a game for the next 8 months? Upon his return from Asia, LaRoche was haunted by what he had seen and by the fact that it was going on while he lay safely in his bed. Kean writes of LaRoche's nearly cinematic level of nonconformity to people's expectations of what an athlete should be. But a better description would be peculiar in the biblical sense of being a peculiar people. The Greek word translated translated peculiar means costly and treasured. But because our treasure is found in different places in the rest of the world, Christians are to be peculiar in the more typical sense of being different, maybe even considered weird. And LaRoche's confidence to be peculiar, even at the cost of $13 million, comes from the fact that there's a lot more to life than the world would have us believe, but that God is waiting to show to us, maybe through a peculiar ball player. For Breakpoint, I'm John Stone Street.
We invite you to get a free downloadable excerpt from Restoring All Things, the book by John Stone Street and Warren Cole Smith. Just go to breakpoint.org/free. And thanks for your support of Breakpoint and the Colson Center for Christian Worldview.
From the San Diego studios of KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. A couple things to tell you before we get rock and rolling. I'm checking out the weather. Looks nice. It's nicer than Cleveland. I think we all know that. If you want to, you can send an email to the show, davidspoon at kprz.com. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our very good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. Now, what's the deal? The deal is if you walk into your house and you have a skylight and you didn't put one in, then you need Excalibur Roofing. Not that complex. If you're sitting there and you're watching your television and water comes down the side of your wall and it blows up your big screen TV, you need Excalibur Roofing. Thank you. If your dog is the size of a pony and that roof is the size of a mansion and it's got a hole in it, you need Excalibur Roofing. You want to go to ExcaliburRoofing.com. That's their website. We call them, by the way, the Ministers of Roof. Get it? The Ministers of Roof. You can go to Facebook, type in Excalibur Roofing. They will pop right up. 760-743-8803. That is their phone number. Well, that makes that pretty simple, does it? Doesn't it? Does it? Doesn't it? I can talk. Watch. Blah, 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 blah. A couple things to make you aware of. CrazyPriceMall.com is a great way to save 50 to 90% off of retail purchases. If you don't want to save money, don't go. That's pretty forward. Also, half-price tuitions. Go to KPRZ. Click on the tuition button. There are six schools currently up there. See, there's like 12 or 13. I think there's 12 tuitions available. We have five more schools or six more schools that are going up, four more that we're talking to. Just get ready as we make that thing blow up, and you will see that you have an opportunity to have a Christian education for your child, for your grandchild, your niece, your nephew, at half the cost. Now, the last time I checked on a Christian education, if it was typically $5,000 for the year, that would be $2,500 instead of $5,000. If you're somebody who has a child, you're going, okay. That's right. Okay. That's a good thing. You ready for our DDD? Are you ready, sir?
You know, the bad part about it is if I weren't ready and I said, Dave, I'm not ready, you'd do it anyway.
That is correct. That is true. You busted me. Oh, well.
Dave, I'm not ready.
Here we go. The title of this DDD, the DDD, by the way, is a devotional diamond of the day. It's something that pops off of scripture. When I'm reading scripture, it's like ding, 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 and my brain goes, oh, I got to write that down and share that. This title is a unique one, though. This is called The Lame Claim Blame Game. You like that? I spent a lot of time on that title, at least 12 seconds. Now, this is going to be a shorter one, although we're going to go 2 minutes longer than the segment normally allows. This is for the excessive name it and claim it crowd. Uh-oh. Now, I don't mind if you're a believer and you believe it until you receive it, if you're submitted to God. That's totally cool. But the people that are out there going, you can't put out any negative vibes, because if you put out a negative vibe, then negative vibes go swirling in the universe.
Karma, man.
Let me explain something to you. This is coming out of 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, 16, and 19. For those that think that anything bad that happens is just because you put out negative vibes, I'm promising you when Jesus went through the crucifixion, it wasn't positive. But there was a positive result to it because he was in submission to the Father. Aha! First Peter chapter 4, verse 12 says this, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering as though something strange were happening to you." That kind of eliminates it right there. It also says, "However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name." Also in verse 19, "So then those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator." There's this notion that if something bad happens, the only reason for the bad thing to happen is because you put your negative magnet out there and you kind of attracted it to you. Does that make sense? Not biblically. Here's the way that Jesus got through the crucifixion process. Ready? This is how you and I get through trials, and then I'll explain what the purpose of trials is. Jesus got through the crucifixion process by seeing the other side of the crucifixion, which was the resurrection and the eternity with his people and people dancing on streets of gold and us hanging out with God forever doing totally cool things. That's how he got through. And then you'd be sitting there going, but then why does the Lord put us through that? Well, most of the trials that you and I encounter have a lot to do with us becoming more like Jesus. And if God is teaching you to be more enduring in your faith, which the Bible says has a more value than that of gold, you ought to just say thank you and ask God to give you the tenacity and the perseverance to push through. Not everything on this planet goes perfectly as a Christian. We know that because sin is on the planet. But what we know also is that God's working in our lives, that's perfect because he knows exactly what he's doing. Now, the fact that you and I don't know, that doesn't mean that much because we're not that smart anyway. But God, he is. So we trust him, which is why Job said, "Though God slay me, yet will I trust him." That is important too, right? Right. Right? All right. All right. All right. Good. All right. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-426-3500. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
What's at the epicenter of your life? There's a quick way to find out. This is Jim Garlow. Here are some questions for you. How do you spend your time, your energy? What's the focus of your finances, your giving? How do you feel about your possessions? What about the use of your gifts and your talents? What about your actions, your thought life, even the words that you say? Take a good look at your answers. Where does the epicenter lay? Where's your focus? It'll tell you a lot about your priorities, about what you regard as being truly important. Jesus said where your heart is, and you know what comes next, your treasure will be there as well. It really doesn't matter what we say our priorities are. It's where the rubber meets the road. That's where the real tale is told. The last question, who's at the epicenter of your life? This is Jim Garlow.
Maranatha Christian Schools, one of San Diego's premier private schools, is growing, and we want to invite you to be a part of it. Come tour our campus on Fridays, no appointments necessary. Our friendly admission staff will be ready to show you our beautiful campus as they tell you about our excellent academics, sports, and arts programs. Plus, you'll learn how we integrate the biblical worldview into our curriculum. As you visit, you'll be able to see inside our classrooms and have a chance to experience our school's environment. Many have said, I truly feel like I'm standing on holy ground. This is where I want my children to go to school. We are serious about what we do, and we have worked hard to provide an environment that fosters creativity, excellence, and community involvement. We're ready for you and your students. Check us out online at maranathachristianschools.org. That's maranathachristianschools.org, or call 858-759-9737. That's 858-759-9737.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, where I've just been informed by Robo Producer that it's Knight Rider Friday. I don't know what that means, and I'm not sure I want to know. Just going to let that one go.
Stop already.
All right. I do want to encourage you with this short DDD. We're not going to do any reads on anything else. Just this short DDD. I think it's worthwhile to bring up. Comes out of Romans chapter 8, verse 18. Doesn't have a title, except for if you're going to give it a title, I'd say better. Kind of like, not butta. It's like butta. No, better. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. I'm not sure why the Christian eternal life has gotten some of the rap that it has gotten. It is an unfortunate element where people just simply say, well, we're going to be in heaven. There's going to be harps and clouds and magazines from our dentist's office. And if that's your idea of heaven, you're going to be severely disappointed when you actually get there. Because spending eternity with God can be nothing short of exciting to see what it is that God had in mind when Adam and Eve were first created. Then we had this detour called sin, and then the correction called the redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when the trumpet blows and all is said and done and the prophecies are fulfilled, then we're going to go back to why Adam and Eve were created and see what the intent was. Won't that be fun? And have an idea of what God had in mind, which we never got to because sin separated us from God and never got there properly. Maybe it's just to populate a new earth and be a part of a new heavens. Maybe it's 10,000 times more. I don't know. Eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither has entered into the hearts of men the things which God has prepared. I'm like, cool. So as Robo Producer and I often talk about, if we get to heaven, and after we're done worshiping for like a billion years, I know 10,000's in the Amazing Grace song, but I think a billion might be more appropriate, then we go to planet really good corned beef, really good pastrami. And
it's
what about
an excellent
that?
Excellent planet, by the way.
I think it's an excellent plan. And we get there by our starship. Excellent. Now, you're sitting there thinking, that's ridiculous thinking, but if it can't enter into my mind the things that God has prepared for me, then I can think of those things and know that heaven is better. It's better. I can't even imagine how good it is. I mean, look what God did in 7 days to the earth, and now Jesus has been, you know, coming for 2,000 years. He's been working on the plan. They've been working on this. Now, is that kind of a humorous way to say it? Sure. Sure it is. But can you at least acknowledge that the best you can possibly think of by way of enjoyment and peace and grace and mercy and just a total joy, that heaven in and of itself with you and I fellowshipping with God is going to be greater than what you can put together in your mind. We get glimpses in the book of Revelation. Some people think, well, it's literal, but it doesn't close. It's not a closure. It's not like the book of Revelation goes, and then we all cease to exist, or then we all turn into bursts of light, or then we all, it doesn't say that. What it does is it closes by saying, Lord Jesus, come, come, let's get this party going. Let's go, let's go, let's get the dancing on the streets of gold going. That's how the book closes. It closes with a passionate desire of the Apostle John for Jesus to return. That's what we should have because of where the next step leads to. I know people are all excited about this, that, whatever. I'm looking for eternity. I'm never looking for it's X amount of years here, or X amount of years here. I'm looking for the frazillion, gazillion, trazillion, bazillion thing. I'm thinking eternity. Now, wait, get this fun. This is going to be funny. Ready? I'm thinking eternity. Wait, get this. Means eternity. Well, I don't know. I just think that that's what it means because that's what God said. Oh, cool. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Going to take a break. You're going to hear Marty, then SRN News, and then we'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.